The UN Human Rights Commissioner today condemned what he called appalling violence in Gaza, where Israeli soldiers opened fire on protesters, killing 60 Palestinians and wounding thousands more. The protests coincided with the U.S. moving its embassy to Jerusalem. Joining us now to talk about that and more is Leon Panetta, who was CIA Director and Secretary of Defense under President Obama. Secretary Panetta, welcome back.
Nice to be with you, Jeremy.
And I want to start with Israel and listen to a clip here from David Friedman, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, who was on NPR this week and said this.
What the president did when he made this decision was to remove from the Palestinians the right to veto the recognition by the United States and other countries of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Do you think that the U.S. can now still be an honest broker in the conflict?
I find it very difficult to see how the United States could now be an honest broker, because the status of Jerusalem was always one of those issues that would be resolved between the Israelis and the Palestinians through negotiations. And now, having removed that issue and basically given that issue to the Israelis, it's going to be very difficult for the United States to now be any kind of credible arbiter when it comes to trying to resolve the Middle East peace situation.
What about the fact, though, that this was a policy of a number of administrations, including ones that you served in, to move the embassy to Jerusalem, and the Trump administration is just doing what everyone else said they would do?
Well, everyone obviously made that statement, but also the fact was we would support such a move only if it was part and parcel of an overall agreement for peace in the Middle East. I mean, that should still remain the goal. This isn't a question of just having the United States do whatever it wants to do. It's a question of whether or not we can get the Israelis and the Palestinians to come together and find peace in the Middle East. That objective is now farther away than ever.
What would be your next step if you were in this administration?
Well, this administration has made it very difficult now to try to establish some credible ties to all of the parties that would have to be at the table. I would think that the objective here would be to appoint some kind of negotiator who has credibility on both sides. I'm not sure I see that kind of negotiator right now, but I think Secretary Pompeo is somebody who I think has the capability of perhaps identifying somebody who could kind of restore the credibility that's needed in order to bring the parties together.
Let me ask you about North Korea. What are your expectations for the upcoming meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un? Do you think this is going to be finally it? I mean, we've been kind of close to this point before, but never quite here.
Well, Jeremy, we have seen over 60 years of periods of provocation and periods of accommodation with the North Koreans. And the bottom line from all of that experience is don't trust the North Koreans, particularly now, because obviously the main goal of the Kim family, including Kim Jong-un, is to preserve the regime. That's what they're after. And the reason they developed their nuclear weapons is in order to protect the regime. So I find it difficult to believe that they're just going to walk in and totally denuclearize and move in that direction. I think we're looking at probably a meeting that will in many ways be a photo op, having the president and Kim Jong-un sit down, agree to some kind of broad framework, and then allow the negotiators from all the parties to be able to sit down and really work out the details. If it proceeds along those lines, then there's some hope, perhaps, that some kind of negotiated resolution could be achieved.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Leon Panetta, the former Secretary of Defense, former CIA director, former White House Chief of Staff. And let me ask you about Iraq. They just had an election. The winner appears to be the nationalist cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose followers have launched attacks on American and coalition troops in the past. What do you make of his success in this election?
Well, Iraq has always, in many ways, been a disappointment, in the sense that, you know, for all of the sacrifices that have been made in Iraq, the hope was we could develop an Iraq that could govern and secure itself. And time and time again, that dream has collapsed. And, you know, we thought as a result of the defeat of ISIS that we might be on a better path. But the election of Sadr tells me that we are probably going to be in for an additional difficult period here. Doesn't mean we should walk away. I think we need to continue to press Iraq to move in the right direction and to try to govern itself. But it's going to be particularly difficult because of the different tribal differences that have always divided that country.
And what about Afghanistan? As a candidate, President Trump called the war there a complete waste. But he's actually deployed more troops, and there was a recent report that said the number of Afghan troops is shrinking, and we know that Taliban and ISIS attacks are up. What should the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan be?
Well, first and foremost, to have a strategy. My concern right now is that, you know, we're continuing to put our troops in place, but I'm not sure what the overall strategy is. It seems to me that it would be important to develop a strategic plan that says we are going to try to go after particular areas in Afghanistan and try to secure them on some kind of coordinated basis, working with the Afghans. The way it is now, we're doing this a little haphazard, hit and miss, and frankly, ISIS and the Taliban have the better hand here, and they're continuing to use it in killing Afghans. So it just seems to me that if we're going to be there, and I do believe we have a responsibility again to that country to hopefully develop a nation that can secure and defend itself and govern itself. But if that's going to happen, you need to have some kind of comprehensive strategy that's very different from what we're doing now.
I want to ask you about one more thing. The Washington Post reported last week that the Trump administration appears to have scrubbed the mention of climate change from a major Defense Department report that was first drafted in 2016. When you were Secretary of Defense, you said climate change could have a dramatic impact on national security. How worried are you about this, and how big a threat is climate change compared to all the other things that we've been talking about?
Well, the purpose of the Defense Department and the planning by the Pentagon is to consider all potential threats to our national security, whether it's military or economic or social or political or natural. When I was secretary, also when I was director of the CIA, we established offices that represented the threat that could be produced by climate change through rising seas, to droughts, to floods, to severe weather, to impacts on our national defense structure itself. And we've recognized that. General Mattis has recognized that is a legitimate concern that should be considered. The most important thing, you know, with regards to defense planning is that we should not deal with the world as we would like it to be. We have to deal with the world as it is. And that includes climate change.
You mentioned Secretary Mattis. Do you think he's going to last in the administration, given that he was on the other side of the president on the issue of the Iran nuclear deal?
Well, he's in a lonely position right now because he did have additional support on the National Security Council with Secretary Tillerson and with General McMaster. But, you know, knowing Jim Mattis, he's not somebody who's going to walk away from his responsibility. And very frankly, I would rather have him there in the room than walking away and allowing others to make decisions with regards to war and peace by themselves. And I hope that he continues to present his views as clearly and definitively as possible.
That's Leon Panetta, the chairman of the Panetta Institute, also former Secretary of Defense and CIA Director under President Obama. Secretary Panetta, thanks as always.
Good to talk to you, Jeremy.